Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Let the madness begin! Hi, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Black Altus Premium Network. I am your co-host Rod. This is a very special edition, March Madness beginning of Balls Deep. Of course, I have my co-host here as always. It's my man Jay Trizzle.
What's going on, man? First day of spring. NC State in the tournament, baby. We made it.
Spring has sprung.
We here.
Ohio State is going home early.
You know what I'm saying?
Cincinnati is taking a short trip home.
All you naysayers, ACC want to be only Carolina or Duke fans. NC State, we here. And we're not a 16 seed, even though we had to play our way in. I don't know how that works, but it's whatever.
What word? Let's go. Let's get it going. As you can also hear another voice in the background. That's right. Just a long awaited return of Karen to Balls Deep Sports.
How y'all doing? Tippy award winning podcast.
That is right, Justin. This is news to you. But last night we won a Tippy for best impression on Balls Deep Sports when we did our Mike Vick and Donovan McNabb reenactment of their season. So, I have to pat us both on the back here, and that's our award-winning music there. And I have to give us some studio applause here. Where's my applause at? There we go. Did you want to give your acceptance speech?
I'd just like to thank God first, because only God can allow the greatness that you and I exude to happen. If it wasn't for God and our team, we would not be here. Mm-hmm. And then I want to thank my mama for creating me. Yo mama, her good genes, you know what I mean?
Thanks for all sex.
Shouts out to Married Life. And all the other winners out there. And thank the fans for voting for us. Without y'all, along with my continuous votes, we wouldn't be here.
Can I say it's rigged?
I'll say it. I went in and
voted. Karen, this is our time. No talking during our acceptance speech. Go ahead, Justin.
I went in and voted. And thanks for the other fans that voted as well. It means a lot because we do work hard to do this. And I don't give a fuck about that music playing in the background. I'm here, baby. God brought me here. God the one made this. You challenging God? He has ordained this since the beginning of time. And we here. It's what we do. All day, every day, son. Fuck y'all, I'm out.
But yeah, it was award-winning Balls Deep Sports.
A lot of folks was winning last night. Everybody but me.
Somebody on Google Plus was like, you know how I feel, scared. Somebody on Google Plus was like, Rod, we really need an outlet for your sports opinions. And I said, how do you mean? And he said, like a sports show or something that you could do because you have such unique takes on sports. I said, we do. It's called Balls Deep Sports. It's a premium show. And he was like, oh, yeah, my bad.
So I had saw that Leonard had posted that he had won. But then I was like, well, how does he know? Because I went to the website and I hadn't seen any results. But I think the show wasn't up. He was listening live.
Yeah. We posted the show last night, so.
Yeah, some folks was listening live. Him and Moon God and Whiskey Wine and Moonshine. And
a lot of people getting congratulations. What's the
Yes, what's the tea?
So, Balls Deep Sports, award-winning podcast. So, I don't know why I had that sound off. But
all jokes aside, you know, I said this once before, that the premium listeners are the responsible people in life. And shouts out to them for voting for us and getting us nominated and then winning.
Yeah, y'all basically had y'all own section. Because that whole section went nothing but y'all clips. And so it shows you the premium people do listen.
Or at least they listen and then they remember where they heard it and write it down and put it in the thread.
That's all that matters.
We can't start the show without playing the song, of course.
style date.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That date?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking drop my hump, hump,
positive traits. Give a pound into a feeling. Make a south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking
about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep
in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy is talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
That's right.
Junior had it right, too. Get you a thick woman, keep you warm in the wintertime.
Make that south mouth salivate.
Just not with your sister, though.
Yeah, that part wrong. But, yeah, it's balls deep time, so let's get into it. First things first, shout out to Black Sports Online, that tall. Well, I'm ripping things straight from the headlines over here, okay, guys? So... people can know that we're getting a lot of our news from there. Did you know Antonio Cromartie or his wife ripped the Jets on Twitter but then deleted her tweets?
Oh, shit.
Antonio Cromartie
didn't he play for them?
He used to, I guess. No. It's amazing how you can be so loyal to someone and they can be so disloyal to you, but you live and learn. I learned today that it's possible to turn the other cheek when someone slaps you in the face. Cromartie immediately deleted the tweets, but nothing is deleted on Twitter. Cromartie should remember one thing. When he's going through it with his child support and financial troubles, the Jets did work with him. So while he may be upset now, it is hard to say they didn't do him right over the long term. Cromartie's wife took responsibility for the tweets, whatever the case, I think before you tweet. Sorry, please ignore my tweets. My being, I love Terica. My account switched to my husband's account by accident. I love. Now, why is her Twitter account, I Love Terica?
Is that her name?
Yeah, I Love Terica.
Yeah, I like her.
Her picture.
Yeah. I'm about to say what she got going on in the background.
Yeah, Terica.
That they TVs, daughter? Maybe that's their daughter.
MySpace.com, Miss Terica Aline. I mean, it looks like that's his woman.
Is he the one with like 10 kids?
Oh, yeah. That's him.
So I wonder how he decided which baby mama he decided to marry. I guess the one that was getting the most.
The one that didn't care about the other baby mama, probably. I mean,
yep. And probably the youngest one at the group.
Here's a picture of her background on Twitter, guys. That's her on the left, I believe, and that's their family pictures together. Although, I mean, how many women could have family pictures with Cromartie if they wanted, you know?
She should be listening to the show because... Yeah. And he should as well, because they love Ratchet.
She appears to be pretty ratchet. 10,300 followers, 382 people she's following. But one of her pictures is an old lady showing her titties.
I think I'm about to go follow her as well.
Yeah, so it seems like she really gets out there. And I don't know what she does for a living. Maybe she's some type of MySpace personality or something.
That sound crazy to hear somebody say a MySpace person.
But that's what her thing says, is like MySpace.com, Miss Terica Aline. So that's what Antonio Cromartie is married to.
No disrespect.
Yeah, Antonio. No disrespect. You know, got the titties out and everything on the site. So maybe she's some type of rapper or.
And spell that. Well, how the fuck do you spell Terica?
Terica, TERRICKA.
Okay.
And why is her name still Miss Terica if she's married to Cromartie? Shouldn't it be Mrs. Terica Aline?
She ain't trying to claim him.
Maybe they're not officially married. Maybe it's one of those like we've been together forever. black. Yeah. You know, we black.
Common law marriage.
Why would MySpace?
My wifey.
Why does MySpace let you sign in with Twitter?
Oh, it does.
Is that not the ultimate sign of defeat?
Right, I didn't know it does.
I wonder if I can sign it. I don't even remember my MySpace. That's how bad
MySpace is. Wait, you on I Love Terrica? That's her name, right?
Yeah,
her Twitter name.
Yeah. Terrica, yeah, TERRICKA.
Oh, okay, it came up finally.
Yeah, I can't even remember my MySpace login.
I don't think anyone cared at this point, Karen, unless they actively.
Unless they do that throwback shit, and I don't.
I would say the people that can remember their MySpace login is the same people that remember their Black Planet.
I guess she does interviews. She does interviews. She says Terrica interview on the red carpet. Or maybe she gets interviewed. Who is interviewing her and why?
That's a wonderful question.
VH1?
One of the lovely ladies of the new reality show on E! Called Candy Girls graced the carpet and stopped to show... Oh, they spelled stop wrong. To show Mario and our viewers, the lady of the hour, Miss Carrie Hilson, some love.
Not Candy Girl.
So what's going on? We back once again. Carrie Hilson's album release party. It's your boy Super Mario with a very special guest. Let the people know who you are, sweetie.
What's up, you guys?
By the way, that is how you introduce someone when you don't know who they are. That's exactly how you do it. We got a very special person, a very talented lady, a young woman here. Let everybody know your name, because I don't.
This is Terrica from the new reality show on E! Called Candy Girls.
So what should we be looking for on this show? I mean, are you acting bad? Are you just being as sexy as you are? What's it all about?
Well, he describes me as the feisty one, so we all represent a different personality, but I'm more of the one, I would say, that's the realest on the show. I keep it real. I don't sugarcoat anything. Most of the time, not even my mouth. That's what gets me in trouble, but it is what it is, and, you know, I'm out here striving to, you know, make it in this dirty, grimy world, so.
It is a hustle. The Hollywood game is real, but you got the look. You definitely got a cool personality, and I'm sure as long as you keep it real, you'll go far. So appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us.
Thank you so much.
So are you a big fan of Carrie Hilson?
You know what? I'm here tonight because of her. I wasn't coming out, but I really like her as an artist, and I love her album. So, you know, I'm out to support.
Well, we're glad you came through. Well, definitely got a lot of style. Hopefully your mouth don't get you in trouble tonight.
I won't.
Don't hurt nobody, so. It's your boy Super Mario checking in once again. You're inside the limelight. Carrie Hilson's
Super
out.
Mario.
Super Mario, I'd have never heard of him before.
Me either.
This video has 4,000 hits, so I don't know that she's exactly famous, but it appears she goes to a lot of red carpet events where she gets interviewed, so.
Randomly.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, she is at a Carrie Hilson event, though. It's not a Beyonce event or.
Right, true. But this is what happens when you have a whole lot of baby mamas. You got to settle for whatever comes, dog. You know, used to be with a lawyer. Used to be with a lot of different type of women, and at some point, you just got to settle for what's left.
One of her recent pictures is of the Tebow jerseys. She said, damn, they already had Tebow jerseys at TJ Maxx.
She signed, by the way, I like that she shops at TJ Maxx. That's a sign that he picked a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't have Neiman Marcus money anymore. He got TJ Maxx money. And she going to TJ Maxx, man. That's what's up.
He got Marshall's money.
So I take it back. She's a keeper. That's a good sign.
For she him, like, she definitely is a keeper.
I'm up in Goodwill and just saw some light. That's what I'm talking about. Keeper. The Jets want Mike Vick to compete with Geno Smith. So so basically they want Mike Vick to start.
Right. But why doesn't he have a job yet, starting job? He's going to compete, but why doesn't Mike Vick have a starting job yet? Free agency been over a week now. Is it him weighing his options?
It's either we think he's better than he is, or teams think he's worse than he is. It's one of the two, though. Because to me, it seemed like a no-brainer. There's like 6-7 teams at minimum that I'd be like, sure, Mike Vick.
10-15 minimum.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Unless the other thing is they might be waiting till after the draft.
True.
Like some of these teams might be like, well, we can still draft a dude, or we just drafted a guy and we don't want to give up yet.
But don't you sign him and then draft and then cut him if you don't
Nah, because that's money. You know, you like you. He's looking for a good contract too. Like, I doubt he's gonna just sign for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, not the kind of contract that could easily be gotten rid of. He's probably gonna sign somewhere where he thinks he's gonna start and where he's gonna get paid.
And yeah. I don't blame him.
I mean, it's kind of weird that he's already down to the Jets, though.
I mean, I don't think I would go to the Jets, but we know he'll get a lot of playing time, though. But I don't think I wouldn't go to the Jets.
Right, but I'm saying the fact that he's already talking to him says what you and I think is not what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, other teams must have been like, no, Mike Vick, the Browns don't want you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other teams, the Raiders, like, some people must have.
But Minnesota had their best player tell them, I would love to play with Mike Vick.
And then they went and re-signed Matt Castle and restructured his contract to give him more money.
Adrian Peterson won't be there next year.
Who, if they care what Adrian Peterson thought, they wouldn't be sorry now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They don't give a fuck.
True.
Like, I just think it's kind of, I don't know, man. I feel like we must be overrating them. That's the only conclusion I can come to, because.
Is it our love for a black quarterback?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like, it's not like I thought he was flawless. I still think he's a very flawed quarterback, but I think he's better than so many other quarterbacks, in my opinion.
Yes. And when you look around the league, y'all going, no, he's not perfect. Yeah, he throw picks, but is he as bad as your current quarterback?
Yeah, I'd take him over Geno Smith without question. I wouldn't even be talking about he got to compete. I'd be like, it's his job.
That and,
Geno got to compete to be a backup.
Yeah, that and when you look at what he actually did during the season, I'm not even basing off of like what he did in Atlanta or when he first got to Philly, but even just last season, they were winning games. He was winning games. It's unfortunate he kept getting hurt. Injured, you know what I mean? And I feel like he could go to another team and they could get wins.
Yeah.
They're going to get some W's. And a team like Minnesota, you need him. He fits right into your offense.
Yeah, it's a very odd situation, man. Or maybe, this is the other thing we haven't considered, maybe Mike Vick is asking for more money than we would normally think.
Yep. Even Washington. I would take Mike Vick in Washington. Please give me Mike Vick. I'll take Mike Vick at Washington, because then you don't even have to change the scheme that you have for
RG3.
True. Like, you got two of the same quarterbacks. So if one down, guess what? The other one coming in, you don't miss a beat.
Right. Unless they both get hurt, which is possible.
That's true.
Don't you speak that evil on him. Mike Vick just want to be healthy. Get some puppies for his children.
and enjoy life.
And volunteer, doing PETA events. That's all he want to do in life.
More Black Sports Online news here. Taylor Lewin was charged for assaulting two Ohio State University fans. He's a University of Michigan football star, Taylor Lewin. He's going to be charged with three misdemeanors of assault in Ann Arbor on December 1st and is scheduled to be arraigned next month, according to court records. Online records from the 15th District Court in Ann Arbor show Lewin is scheduled for arraignment at 9 a.m. April 8th. He is to be charged with one count of aggravated assault and two counts of assault and battery. Charges stem from a confrontation that took place at 12:30 a.m. December 1st at South University Avenue. The incident took place after Ohio State University defeated University of Michigan, and two Buckeyes fans reported being assaulted. So he went out after a loss to Ohio State and beat up some Ohio State fans.
Oh, Lord, why?
Why not?
I hear he's up for the NFL draft right now. That's why not. Like, to me, after the incognito shit, I'd be watching people like this. Like, I would be like, on my list of people I don't want to draft.
Do I want you in here and you end up costing me millions of dollars for your stupidity? No.
Yeah, you seem like a dumbass. And guess what we're not in the market for right now? Dumbasses.
The Patriots will take them. The Patriot way.
The Patriots seem like they're out of the market for dumbasses now. After the whole
Yep. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Heron.
Karen, don't
Yeah, we don't say his name.
I said that dude.
She did say that dude. That's true.
I know you're trying to take your wife.
Jericho Cotchery.
You want to switch stories?
Jericho Cotchery.
You switch stories there quick when I talk about Steve Smith.
Yeah, I did. That's a goddamn lie. That is a goddamn lie. I tried to change that story 37 times. You the one kept sticking with
Steve,
it.
And Steve, I want to apologize again, just in case you didn't hear last week's episode. I just want to make sure you understand that, you know, I meant no disrespect.
Jericho Cotchery signed with the Carolina Panthers. So, okay. Panthers finally got them a wide receiver. Now he's a 10-year veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been that good.
I was going to say, why didn't we keep Steve?
Yeah, who we going to do that?
Like, literally, this has been, this offseason for the Panthers has been like that dude that has a girlfriend that's like a 7. And all the time, he just keeps talking about how she holds him back. Like, you know, man, if I could just get rid of this bitch, I could get out here, get on these hoes. And man, I'd be pimping, man. I'd be getting so much pussy. And then they do. And then all of a sudden they realize that they're a little overweight. They don't know how to dress. They, you know, they haven't kept themselves. Their haircut game is off. Their car isn't that new. You know, the club, they're a little too old to be going to the club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the Panthers right now. Like they got rid of their main chick and without securing a new one, and now they're out here in these streets like, y'all really don't want to sign with us?
Hell no. And the thing that makes me upset about the Panthers, you got rid of Steve Smith. You actually should have got rid of him a few years ago when you could have got something for him. You waited too late till he was too old. And then everybody that you had left at the time before this trade had a combination of 5 NFL catches for all of them. And you're like, y'all didn't train. No, and this is what happens when you want to have a team, when you have players with no flaws. And I always say this, and I mean this, we want to be a big time city, but we don't want to make big time city moves. And it frustrates me as a Panthers fan when you have great people to go out there and the Carolina Panthers won't even attempt to try to go get them in the offseason. Instead, you sign the same motherfuckers over and then we get the same results and everybody want to turn around and get mad. And then it's one of those things where at the end of the day, people will complain, but nobody gives a fuck if you winning. And it's just one of those things where winning puts asses in the seats. And me as a fan, it makes me upset when I see them do stupid stuff like this. And then you're like, word, now everybody wants to be mad and upset. We're going to be terrible next year.
Yeah, I actually heard that the Panthers were trying to get some of these players and they either weren't offered enough money or people just were straight up like, I don't want to play for the Panthers.
I could get the whole money thing. But outside of that, I wonder why they wouldn't want to play for Carolina. Like, it's a beautiful city.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got Cam, even though he'll be out the first, you know, a few games this season, but they didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
But also, you have to think, too, with our owner, people pay owners attention. And, you know, our owner was big time in the negotiation before and just saying ignorant shit when they was going through that. You know, people pay that shit attention.
Right.
You know, people are like, well, do I really want to go there? And then y'all think about Cam and how he talked about Cam not having no tattoos and shit like that. And, you know, it's just one of those things where they like, if I fuck up, will I turn around and not have a job? You know, because we don't play that shit here. We would get rid of your ass before we deal with any off the field shit here. And it's one of those things where they won't deal with that, and I think being a part of the NFL, you're gonna have to deal with players with flaws. You're gonna have to deal with players that are imperfect. A lot of the teams that win, unless a player does something that lands him in jail for a significant amount of time, we'll work with most players.
Yeah,
people can punch their fucking wives and still have goddamn jobs. Come on now.
Yeah, it's weird though because like, is that the kind of team you want to root for? The kind that lets people beat up their wives and stay on the team and have, you know, questionable off the field issues and just act like it don't happen?
I don't know about the team, but I'm more so focused on the part where she talked about some of the things the ownership did during the lockout and just pre-draft the Cam that makes
I agree with that. I was just saying
that part. I definitely agree with. I don't know about like you said. I don't
know about but this is the thing. You being Rutherford over here raping bitches and people still cheering for his ass. You have people out here doing all kinds of stupid shit and people willing to forgive and forget and cheer anyway because it's their team.
Well, Mike Woodson put a stop to the rapes. He went out and found some actresses. Excuse me. To play victim. So
I just don't know that I think that that's the problem. I don't think it's the part about the discipline. I think it's more the other stuff you said with, you know, the culture and then the owner being such a loudmouth. And then honestly, I hear they're having cap issues and they have to let people go for the money and shit, which is weird because it's like, who did y'all pay?
They've been
like,
underpaying dudes for years. What,
it must have been when they gave that money to D'Angelo and Stewart, right?
And
like,
Jake DeLone?
Jake DeLone's gone. That middle linebacker they gave all that money to.
Keithley? Luke Keithley? Like, I don't
It was
I don't
a
know.
Defensive player they gave all that money to, and a fullback they gave a lot of money to.
Yeah, they did give money to, what's that dude? Last year, he was actually kind of good. Damn, what is dude? He used to be playing in front of Turner in San Diego. What the fuck is that dude's name? Why is it escaping me right now? But he actually was pretty good.
Yeah, but I think that's who they gave all their money to.
Well, anyway, I don't know how they're supposed to be at the cap, but now they're trying to trade to get DeSean Jackson, but DeSean Jackson is supposed to be like big time against like he's his money is cost prohibitive. Like, you're definitely going to be over the cap once you bring Deshaun Jackson in. Like, I don't understand why they didn't just re-sign who they had if they were that dead set on the fact that they weren't going to pick up any new wide receiver talent. It just, this is a big-ass mess.
Mike Tolbert, that's who they.
And Cam Newton's undergoing surgery now, so he's going to be out for 4 months. When is he supposed to get time to even play with, to get his timing with his receivers and shit?
Yep, the current receivers for the Panthers are Tony Clemens.
Who?
Tavares King.
Who?
Marvin Metnett.
I don't know who that is.
Kilohu Polaris? I guess that's his name.
Five.
And RJ Will.
Five combined catches in the NFL.
Yeah.
For the entire roster of wide receivers.
For entire roster. Five professional NFL catches, and odds are none of them got picked up on nobody's fantasy football team. So come on now.
Maybe they'll try to get Deshaun, but if that's the case, what do you trade and how do you get rid of the money to keep them? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And why is Philly trying to get rid of DeShaun Jackson? What?
I don't understand. I really don't.
Did he do something with Terrio that we don't know about?
Yeah, I don't know. maybe that's what it was.
I remember he was hanging out with Terrio, but damn, you coach. This definitely the coach not happy about this. The coach can't be involved in this.
Yeah, I got hit up by my man Big Chi from the now defunct Filling the Lanes podcast, possibly two for the show. I don't know if they're still doing that one or not, but he was saying how I shouldn't talk about the Jets if I haven't watched all their games. Cause I don't know if Geno is the problem or whatever, or what's gonna happen. And I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, like, I talk about what the fuck I want to talk about. I watch enough football to know a pretty good grip of shit, and I'm just giving my opinion. It's not like it's gonna affect the team on the field because Rod in Charlotte doesn't think Geno Smith is very good. But
apparently the coaches don't think so either.
Yeah, right. But it's just me. I don't know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I was like, you know, I'm giving my opinion like I do on any other team. And he's like, just admit you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah. Like, come on, dog. Like, just, I'm giving my opinion like anything. So then, like, patronizingly, he hit me up later and was like, so why would the Eagles want to get rid of DeSean Jackson? I was like, I don't know. I didn't watch every play of every Eagles game last year.
That's true.
He was like, well, I just know that that's your team. I was like, now how the fuck would I know what's going on in the locker room with them as far as mentally making this decision? I don't know why they would do something this stupid. It's as stupid to me as it is to you. And you know what I mean? I'm not on the committee of people that decide who's traded and who's not. Like, we're just giving our opinions.
Well, why does he want your opinion on that and not on Geno?
Right, because I'm an Eagles fan. Supposedly, I know more about this shit than I would about the Jets. It was so patronizing. I was like, man, I'm not interested in this discourse now. Like, it's just so, it's so, like, and now, and then he was, later he was like, you know, Matt Schaub, they need to let him go because he never gonna do something. I was like, did you watch every snap of every Houston game last year? He didn't even play. He was hurt most of the year. You know, like, that's a ridiculous requirement. Just because you don't like somebody's opinion, you raise the standard to, like, you need to watch all the games. Like, man, I'm not trying to be an NFL expert. I'm just giving my opinion like everybody else. Anyway, I say all that to say, I don't know why the fuck they would trade DeSean Jackson. It doesn't make sense to me. Even if he's,
I'll take him if you come to Charlotte, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Even if he's against the cap, I still keep him because he was the most prolific wide receiver on the team last year. And without him, can Riley Cooper even get the fuck open?
Nope.
Nope.
I mean, look how many of those passes, as acrobatic as those catches were, they were one-on-one. You know what I mean? And next year, he's not going to have the pressure of racism on top of him. He won't be having to prove he's not racist with each catch. So, well, you know, he got his money.
He caught his way out of racism.
The other thing, he was the only person that had chemistry with Geno.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
With Geno? What you mean?
Yeah, like, just, no, I mean, not Geno.
With our white boy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Foles. There you go.
Yeah. With, he was out there playing like a video game.
Nick Foles. He was the only one out there that, cause Foles was like, all right, I can throw to my fellow racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I can throw to DeSean. We cool.
And the thing is, DeSean just leaves, like, him being on the field by himself gets people open. Now, one of the things that could be questionable is, I saw Span say he gets injured a lot, but he doesn't get injured that much, unless he's talking about somebody else. But his main problem, though, I will say, is that DeSean Jackson did get a couple concussions.
Yeah.
And on the low, shit like that adds up. So, you know, he got a couple concussions. I think that needs to be considered when we talk about that shit. So, you know.
But was he hurt enough to want to trade him? Like that?
I don't think so.
Like, I think he played long enough during the season and well enough during the season that you keep him.
I would keep him.
At least until the trade deadline.
Unless you know something about his concussions or some shit. Like, I don't know why I would keep him.
Yeah, at least until the trade deadline.
Yeah. Jared Allen signed with the Seahawks. Rich get richer.
Wait till they get Adrian Peterson next year, man.
Mm-hmm. And what's your wide receiver from Cincinnati?
Green.
Yeah. They gonna get him too, according to you.
Man, he going though.
They don't get everybody according to Justin, no.
Meta World Peace thinks that the Knicks will win the title this year.
That sounds like something he did on Key and Peele. Was that a real quote?
That breaking news sound. Yeah.
Is that a real quote? That was an episode on Key and Peele.
It's on Twitter. Real Talk with Meta. Real Talk with MWP is his Twitter name.
Man, he's just doing it to advertise for his little segments on Key and Peele.
If the Knicks get in the playoffs, they will win it all, I think. It's true. I think Phil will enhance the coaching and playing, and Knicks could come out on top. Ring for Melo.
Did you see Phil the other day?
We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about him. But, yeah. Okay, Meta.
You think since he's back in New York, he's back on the drugs?
Maybe,
like,
I don't know.
Like, therapy not working like it once was?
He knows where to get the drugs now.
Because changing your environment can affect your mental health.
A lot more free time on his hands. A lot more free time.
Ooh, a lot more free time.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Meadow, I got love for you. Don't end up like Lamar.
Yep.
You can't even play in that overseas team anymore.
Sal Cassell possibly bought a fake Rolex and was scammed out of $150,000.
Damn. That dude selling the fake Rolex is getting everybody.
His alien superpowers didn't know. He kind of looked like Roger the Alien.
Not this time.
I had a healthy respect for Sam Cassell, so I'm not going to. I'm just going to say, bro, you gotta set fire to it just to test it to see if it's real.
What, they don't burn?
Maybe. And see if, make sure it don't TikTok. I learned that from Stevie J.
Yeah, supposed to swoop.
Yeah.
Sal Cassell has something in common with John Mayer. They both bought expensive watches from the same guy. A guy accused of selling fakes, and now former NBA star tells TMZ Sport he's bringing in experts to see if he got ripped off. Cassell tells TMZ Sports he also bought a watch from Marin. It's a Lange & Söhne. It cost me a nice piece of change. Sam wouldn't say how much he spent, but a Lange & Söhne piece can run upwards of 150K.
Man, he had it all this time. I mean, he didn't realize it was fake. Just wear it and be happy.
Got hit with that Timex.
But that's what you get sometimes for not going to the store.
Yeah, go to the real jewelry man.
Yeah, how you got... how would you ever spend 150K on anything that might be bootleg?
Dude, I'm spending that much. We going to Diamonds Direct. We going to the Rolex man himself.
Yeah, like, I don't... I mean, I just don't understand it. You know, it's like you don't have to buy the Jordans out the shoe man car. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this a Roley. I need it to come with some paperwork.
And you got the money. Give me
A warranty.
Give me a certificate of a purchase. Give me, what is it, the serial number should be printed on my certificate.
Yeah, that's just like a diamond ring. Like you said, Karen, if you buy a diamond ring, it come with a certificate of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Sam.
It's a good point, man. I don't know, man. I just think people go a little bit crazy with this shit, man.
Even the rich be trying to get the hook up.
Now you have to question everything else he's been bamboozled on.
Ain't that true?
Like, this not the first.
You know that Ron Artest Ron Artest segment that we had reminded me of I forgot that he used to be a great rapper. And he has one of the greatest songs of all time.
He does.
Yep. I got to play it now. I got it in my head. And it's stuck there. And it ain't going to stop until I hear it again. But it was a song that was a tribute to somebody that we all know and love. Somebody that we all were raised on. We all grew up around. The late and great king of pop, Michael Jackson. And for my money, it is the only Michael Jackson tribute that I believe in. So,
not the only one.
The only?
Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, they think of other artists and stuff when they think about when they think about Michael Jackson, think about, you know, We Are the World tributes and all this shit. But honestly, man, if it's not Michael Jackson, I mean, if it ain't Ron Artest, then it ain't wrong, man. Trying to get this joint to play. I don't know if it's got to go through something, but let me see if I can play it on this site then. That won't play. What's wrong with YouTube? An error occurred. What the fuck? Is YouTube down? Hey, everybody, is YouTube down?
Ryan took that video away.
Nah, the video should still be up. It's like a YouTube problem.
YouTube just spinning. Might have to get it from somewhere else.
Yeah. Will it play other shit? Oh, maybe YouTube's down, guys.
Fuck me.
Hold on.
Hey, they weren't giving him his YouTube checks like they were supposed to.
Let me check. I wonder if I can get it to play on Internet Explorer real quick, live podcasting. See if it'll play here. No, I think the video's just down. Anyway.
Is it a rap song or he's singing?
He rap.
Is it like JJ Fish?
He rap and sing.
Oh yeah, then so, YouTube done the video.
Guess I don't know. I could try see if there's another site for it, but you know, I kind of doubt that. I mean, why would anybody use anything but YouTube?
That's a good point.
Let's see if this one will play. Here you go.
Yo, want some real shit? Michael, you my nigga. Yeah, yo. I know a thug to cry for you, my dude.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, it makes me cry. Makes me wanna meet you, touch your hand.
Michael, you my nigga. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga. You know that you miss him. You know that you miss him. Yeah, I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, cry for Mike. Michael, you my nigga. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga. You know that you miss him. You know that you miss him. Yeah, I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. Yo, I understand controversy. I understand words trying to hurt me. They said I ain't worth it. They said you ain't worth it. I'm glad you wasn't growing up in my hood where the good die early. Early. Yes. Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike. Silence for Mike.
Well, be quiet then, Ron. Echo.
Yeah, remember the time doing Thriller, you was grinding. Need to have me open, I was wildin'. Red jacket, pimp, leather glove, you used to show me love. I know you didn't know me, but you showed me love. You held the world with your words, diamonds, priceless. I'ma get on every line so I can buy it. Your CD in the stores, I hope the kids is doing well. And fuck everybody hating, they can go to hell, I swear. Get off my nigga back, all this music was straight crack. Did it like that, MJ, MJ. You in my prayers, I know you in heaven. I hope to see you next year. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't understand that lyric. I know you in heaven, I hope to see you next year. This came out in 2009. Was Ron Artest planning on dying?
Maybe he thought it was 2010 end of the world.
Must have been off
the Mayans.
Must have been off his meds.
He may have been
on that Mayan calendar.
I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. Michael, Michael, you my nigga. Homie, don't tell a lie.
I believe he really did cry too.
Yeah, that's a very emotional song.
On some real shit.
Why did the song stop right there though? He really just said, "Ayo, stop," and the song stopped and started over.
Michael, you my nigga.
Because he had to go cry.
Yeah, yo. I know a thug to cry for you, my dude. Ain't no R&B singer really ever makes me cry. Make me wanna meet you, touch your hand.
What was next? Please shower with me?
Make me wanna meet you, touch your head, you know what I'm saying?
I was showering with him was
next. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss him. Know that you miss him.
No disrespect, Ryan.
I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Michael, 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 you my nigga. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss him. Know that you miss him. Yeah. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike.
Yo, I understand controversy. I understand words trying to hurt me. They said I ain't worthy. They said you ain't worthy. I'm glad you wasn't growing up in my hood where the good die early. Early.
Yes.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike.
Can't you feel the pain? It's serious.
Yeah, remember the time doing Thriller, you was grinding. Need to have me open, I was wildin'. Red jacket, pimp, leather glove, you used to show me love. I know you didn't know me, but you showed me love. Held the world with your words, diamonds, priceless. I'ma get on every line so I can buy it. Your CD in the stores, I hope the kids is doing well. And fuck everybody hating, they can go to hell, I swear.
He was crying right there.
He really cried.
Yeah, he cried when he found out Mike died.
Yep. Fuck everybody hating. You go to hell.
I wonder what Mike's real voice was like. Because I remember they said his public speaking voice was different from his real voice.
Yeah, I don't believe them.
You think Mike's real voice was like it was real deep, like, nigga, please.
Nah, I mean, in my mind, I want it to be, but I don't believe them. Mm-mm. I think people are full of shit. People used to say that so he didn't seem weird. He doesn't talk like that around us. Whatever, motherfucker. Why would he talk like that around us then?
He still says bubbles.
Yeah.
Get off my nigga back. All his music was straight crack. Did it like that. MJ, MJ. You in my prayers. I know you in heaven. I hope to see you next year. Yeah.
Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss him. Know that you miss him.
Yeah. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. Michael, Michael, you my nigga. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss him. Know that you miss him.
Yo, I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. Yo, Mike, I cry for Mike.
Stop, everybody. Listen to the heartbeat of Mike. It's still living in my body.
There we go.
And it's living in you. What would you do if it wasn't for my dude? And your dude, he's ideal. He's a real tight dude. The most original, most official. He inspired guys like Jamie Foxx and Usher too. Since they're keeping you alive, I'm a moonwalk to the moon.
He inspired minds like Usher and Jamie Foxx? What?
Yes, he did.
He did. Michael okay. touched everyone, man.
Earth and sandals too. They pretty good thing when I'm chilling with my boo in the club. And even though I'm always strapped, I'm putting down my Mac with my jack. He's so wavy.
He's so wavy.
My nigga, homie, don't tell a lie. Nigga, you know that you miss him. You know that you miss him. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike. Yeah, homie, don't tell a lie. You know that you don't lie.
It's serious.
Don't lie.
Can't you feel the pain?
Hey, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike.
Yo.
I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike.
You the man.
I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike.
What else can I say?
Michael, you my nigga.
Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss him.
You know what?
I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike.
Steve Jackson rolled with Ron Artest, aka Metal World Peace.
Mm-hmm.
I rose with Metal World Peace.
I mean, honestly, dog, you're never gonna hear a Michael Jackson tribute better than that, and I stand by that, and I'm not joking.
I bet Steve Jack did the producing on that.
Like, that's the only Mike Jackson tribute that almost made me cry. Like, honestly, I heard a whole lot of them. People doing renditions of his song. Chris Brown dancing Man in the Mirror and crying and shit. None of that did anything for me. But when I heard that Ron Artest, I said, that's how a nigga feel when he heard Mike Jackson was dead, dog. So maybe, you know, the best thing is maybe he can even redo it and do like when Mike Tyson died, he can do that, do it too. Just change a couple words.
It has the same meaning.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll do one for Spike Lee, maybe. You know, with him being with the Knicks now.
Maybe. I don't see what that has to do with Michael Jackson.
Nothing, just that's
well, that doesn't make sense.
Metal facts is that's who he wanted to tribute when he passed.
See, nah, I don't think so. I think it only works for Michael Jordan. Still could do Michael, you my nigga. I don't think it works for Spike.
No, he's going to change the lyrics. He's going to do a remix.
You know what? Anything's possible.
That's true.
On our test, who knows? Arian Foster said the NCAA will win the NCAA tournament. They get billions and the players get the trophy. So Arian Foster is back. Apparently, is feeling better. He was cleared to practice now. And they, of course, don't think I didn't notice. Benjamin Tate signed with the Browns. So now he's feeling more.
Oh, he got Ben Tate the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, so now he's feeling more like he can start talking and get back on Twitter.
You think that Miami locker room was terrible for Martin? Mm-hmm. What you think that running backs was going through in Houston?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Is it a coincidence that Ben Tate goes to the Browns and immediately Arian Foster gets back on Twitter for the first time in a year?
No.
I don't think it is.
Mm-mm.
Here's some other free agent signings. Charles Woodson re-signed with the Raiders. He's 75 years old. So.
Not 75.
He'll probably retire there.
Speaking of old men, I'm going to put a picture for you to show the chat for old men.
The Raiders GM will probably not tell us who the 2014 starting quarterback is going to be. Which to me says they have no 2014 starter quarterback. They got a draft somebody. they apparently tried. They got Mike Vick in there. They didn't get him signed. They still have Terrell Pryor and Mac McLoin, which is 99 cents at the McDonald's menu. And they still don't have a real quarterback in my opinion.
Oh, you think Vick decided not to go there because he liked Pryor, but he don't care for Geno, so that's why he went to the.
Well, you know, Geno don't run, so maybe he was like, I'm still faster than you.
That is a good point.
What is this picture you sent?
We were talking about looking old.
Oh, yeah. Being old. Steve Francis.
And Steve Francis is looking real old.
Times have been hard on the young man. Did you ever see the video with Steven Jackson?
That's really him?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the video when Steven Jackson choked him?
Yep. He put his midsection on the back of his neck is the way he describes it.
Never do that.
But the way he choked him, man, I'm surprised Steve Francis ain't dead.
Dog, I think Steve Francis must hit that alcohol, man.
He on drugs or something. Like, it's something that tears your body down, because drugs and alcohol will make you age very quickly.
Yeah, good grief. He looks 80 in this picture.
He look older. Jesus. But he dressed, he looked like,
still dressed like
Bringing Down the House, that movie with Queen Latifah.
Yeah. He dressed like he
How
could be
old is
in,
he?
I gotta be maybe 30 something, 40. He's dressed like he should be in Belle Biv DeVoe.
Right.
Girl, I must warn you.
But he really got older. He never played for the Celtics.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do a throwback Houston Rockets or even Orlando Magic. He got on the Celtics jersey. Who was that he got on? Number 30. I've never heard of that.
Number 30.
Because it's not a Bird jersey. It's not a Paul Pierce.
It might have been a creative player.
He's 37, looking like he 85.
Damn, 37. Life been hard on Steve, man.
Man, knock on wood, bro.
Like, he ain't played basketball since he got out of the NBA.
He ain't played ball. He did nothing. He ain't getting no pussy to keep his youth. Nothing.
Yeah.
He got him on meth.
Out there getting choked every week. Age a man fast.
Damn it. And we can't see that right there ruins our reputation of Black Don't Crack.
Mm-hmm. Does
it crack if you abuse it.
Right. The NFL wants $15.1 million from MIA because she flipped off the crowd during the Super Bowl when she was only on stage for 2 minutes. So they basically said, well, it costs $16 million for 2 minutes of NFL commercial time. The Super Bowl is basically a big-ass commercial for you, and you flipped out the crowd.
Damn it, man.
So we want $15.1 million.
And don't they perform for free? Yep. At the halftime show?
Yeah, yep. they don't pay them.
Man. She but an NFL guy get lawyers.
Here's the thing, though. One, it's punitive because it's basically a warning to all the other acts not to try this shit. But two, I mean, let's be honest. You shouldn't have flipped off America. Like, can we just admit that she was fucking wrong? Like, it's weird that people just hate the NFL so much in the corporate structure that they are against, like, they're in a way, they're almost making a pro, it's okay to flip off the audience on national TV at the biggest watch event in TV history every single year.
And
somehow, it's okay. It's not okay. So, yeah, $15.1 million, please. Oh, you're only worth $10 million? Well, you shouldn't have done that shit, should you?
That's a warning to the players, too. Mm-hmm. You flipping off fans during the game.
A player would have just got a $5,000 fine, but let's be honest, he's gonna die at 30. So
yeah, that's a little different.
It's a big trade off.
Damn it, man. She might have to file for bankruptcy. Because they got good lawyers. I mean, we talking about the NFL lawyers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they only gave up $75 million to all of retired NFL players.
They almost, not enough.
They almost have to do this because who knows which rapper's gonna get on there and say nigga because of the controversy about the N-word.
True.
The other thing is,
gotta scare them.
I don't watch they halftime shows like that.
Cause they boring and they're not gonna have no rappers. Come on now.
Like, I watched Beyonce's halftime and then turned immediately. I didn't see her flip the bird. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and then.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. I just heard about it later. She's not one of those people that I'm really into. MIA's music, and she wasn't even the main performer. Like,
it was Madonna.
Madonna was performing, and then she came out.
Yeah, so I don't even remember her performing. That's the other thing, I guess, because I don't watch it. Even if I did watch it, like, who was it, Miguel this year?
Yeah.
So, when was this, 2 years ago?
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed with Miguel. That would be like if the Red Hot Chili Peppers came with their dicks hanging out. You know, like, I get why you would say, okay, give us all the money back. Oh, that's right. It was free. Well, it cost us $15 million.
And she worth $10 million American?
Yeah. So she still would be $5 million in the hole.
Man, she better go back to Europe and call it a day. Just stick with that European money.
Man, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because the IRS can't make her pay.
Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard is a rising star in the NBA and believes he could be very successful in another arena. he wants to rap.
Why are these ball players wanting to rap?
Man, it's that all-star second. You know, in my second year, I made it to the all-star game curse.
No, I mean, no, I have a question. Does playing basketball just automatically make you think you can rap? Shaq tried it, like, Metta World Peace tried it, you know, just, you feel like I got a basketball, now I have the right to rap because I can afford it?
Yep.
It, no, maybe there's something I'm missing in it.
I mean, we're not saying he's going to be good.
But he is. If my profile continues to increase, I think I can go platinum with my music.
If Iverson couldn't make it, he definitely can't make it.
Not to knock anybody else who has done it, but I can actually rap. I have a story to tell. It's not going to just be about basketball. I have more content than that. With the way I know I can get down and the producers that I align myself with, there's no reason not to think I couldn't go platinum. Shaq proved it's possible.
That shit was terrible. Did he listen to to Shaq?
Here's the thing. This is really not about him. It's not about rap. It's not about Shaq. This is about Adam Silver.
Who's Adam Silver?
Adam Silver is he's the new commissioner of the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Because David Stern would have shut this shit down in its infancy.
As soon as
you drop a mixtape, he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-mm, yep. Get that shit out of here.
Squid was still learning how to be the commissioner.
Because Stack Jack would have took, like Stack Jack tried to drop an album, but he had to wait till the lockout.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he couldn't make it and Iverson couldn't make it, like, people who actually are about that life, Damian, you wasting, this is a waste of your money, bro. Like, yes, you know, after retirement, you're going to go broke within the next 3 to 5 years.
Wonder what his rap name is.
Lizard? Damian Lizard? D Lizard? D Liz?
The Lil? Lil D?
No more littles.
Maybe it's Lil Lard.
Oh, Lord.
I've been rapping
P-town funk.
I've been rapping for a long time, and now I'm in a position to where I can help others get through their day with my music. Dropping an album is something that I expect excited about because I know a lot of people don't expect much from me because they feel they've seen this before. But I'm not like the other players that have done it. They'll see in time. All the things I devote my time to are things that are important to me. What is important to you is not a hassle or a burden. Like I said, my music will be primarily to help others by telling them a little bit about my life. Plus, the fact that I think that I'm good at it is another reason.
I have a question. Sir, don't you have a job where you play 82 games out of a year and, you know, possibly make it to the playoffs? And let's say you do summer league, and let's say you possibly make the Olympics. So when are you going to have extra time to sit down and do this rap album?
Go ahead. No, I was going to say I have the most empathy for LaMarcus right now. Because if he's thinking about his rap album right now when they gearing up to make sure they get a high seed for the playoffs, but he's thinking about rap.
LaMarcus out there playing with a hurt back. Like, nigga, if you don't put that rap notebook back,
you know what I'm saying?
Pick up a basketball.
Yeah, like you need to be looking at game film and the playbook right now.
He's going to pick up a mic. They're going to smack that shit out of his hand.
You're talking about rap lyrics.
I think there are a few cuss words that I can say. Obviously, there's a couple I will stay away from. But times have changed. I think a player can put more into his lyrics nowadays. Certain curse words are everywhere on television. I won't use a ton, but there'll be some in there.
Yeah, you're right. Commissioner Stern, right? You know what? No, sir.
Yeah, how are you going to be the face of the franchise doing this?
The face.
LaMarcus is hot right now. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, LaMarcus is going to be hot in the streets as far as them white folks going to be like, not you, nigga.
LaMarcus planned on staying in Portland, and now Damian has to be gone, and he liked Damian.
Did you see the NBA player whose shoe basically exploded on the court?
Yep. Ginobili!
it happened to Ginobili a couple weeks ago, but this dude, Tony Roden, for the Sixers, had it happen to him last week.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jordan issued a personal apology to the player. Mm-hmm. Well, to his agent.
If he was wearing Jordans, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did. Roden had this to say in an interview with the News Journal. I got an apology from Jordan. Yeah, he called my agent.
I guess he has to. He can't directly call the player, can he?
Because he's a nigga. Okay, that's why. He talked to the closest white man to him and said, relate us to that nigga boy.
Nah, I had to do it. Play a tapper.
No niggas allowed.
That has to be it.
He don't take photos with niggas.
I don't take pictures with niggas.
You're not going to talk about my Michael Jordan.
Whatever.
I don't sign nigga shit.
So you saying that he made his eyes look like cheese for the love of a white man? Is that what you're saying?
White people love cheese?
For the love of the white man, he made his eyes look like cheese.
When asked if he was upset about the malfunction, he said it was more embarrassing than anything. So, I'm sure Michael hit him up with some shoes soon.
Of course.
Steve Smith saw this video on Twitter the other day. Oh, wait, I just remembered. Isn't YouTube down? I bet the shit won't even play.
We know he saw it on... bitch. We know he saw it on ESPN like everybody else.
Yeah, well, there's a video of a little kid who was crying and shit because Steve Smith is gone. From
see if I can find another one.
He punched his dad.
First of all, nobody talks about that part. That's the only part that matters. If this was my parents, the video would have been 5 seconds long because the kid, they have a camera on the kid, and the kid slaps the camera. As soon as he slapped the camera, like, that was, like, the first, as soon as he said, hey, Jimmy, or whatever the fucking, Gavin, Steve Smith is gone.
But the Panthers said? The Panthers said that they didn't even want him on the team anymore, so they fired him.
Why? He slapped the camera.
Right, that was his first thought.
This video would have been 7 seconds long if this was my dad.
Now, mind you, this child is in not a regular car seat, but like one of those booster seats that the bigger children sit in.
Yeah,
in
when they too big for like the infant seat, but not quite big enough for the full seat belt.
Yeah, I don't understand how this possibly could happen where this kid is still alive. You know, like I feel like if this is me, I would be dead. And my parents would have been like, that nigga was crazy. He lost his mind.
I wouldn't be dead.
He swung at me.
I would be on life support.
Right.
Because my mother would want me to suffer.
And my mom would pull the plug after like a week.
Did they fire him, Daddy?
Because they said he was too old to play.
He hit the camera again.
Why was he too old?
And the dad never brings up that he hit the camera.
He didn't tell us that to stop it, son.
White people are amazing.
This is where they get their entitlement from.
But now, so now we won't have Steve Smith. We can't cheer for Steve Smith anymore on the team.
So now we have to cheer for Cam Newton.
See, the daughter got this shit way more in control.
Yes, she was like, sure, okay, Cam Newton in.
But now, till she gets older and realizes she can.
She's a big fan of the black man.
yeah, she is. She just went straight to Cam.
The power of the black man.
Yeah, on to the next one. Gavin apparently is crying like a bitch.
Who are we going to cheer for on Sundays now?
Nobody!
And I bet they actually attend the games.
Yeah, they definitely must attend the games. And Steve
Smith probably season ticket holders.
That means that he got excited about 2-3 times this whole season. So that's good.
You don't even want to watch him anymore?
I hate the Panthers!
We should probably pick a new favorite team.
I don't even want a favorite team.
But there's other players. Like, what about Luke Kuechly and Cam Newton? What about Cam Newton?
Luke Kuechly somewhere like, what the fuck I do?
I will say the camera has immaculate clarity. Mm-hmm. It is just, this is HD camera, whatever phone he's holding.
Yeah,
this is,
yeah, he probably records his son crying all the time.
Like, it's in the darkness of the car. It's showing all the light. You can see all the colors.
I feel like he records his son constantly. Hey, Gavin, come here, man. Come here, buddy. Gavin, we don't have any Cheerios. That's right. We're out of your favorite cereal. We're out of Cheerios right now. Okay. You gonna hit me? You gonna punch me in the face? All right. Listen, we got our Cheerios, and we're not gonna be able to get any more for a while because I'm not ready to go to the store. Why are you to the store? And then little sister like, it's okay, we could just get some Fruit Loops.
That girl laid back. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's some Frosted Flakes here.
I love Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly.
So you're gonna cheer for them now?
Yeah.
Are you still gonna love the Panthers?
Yes.
she could pronounce Luke Kuechly's name. How fucking smart is she? She was like, and Luke
Kuechly. And she the baby.
Yeah.
You're the grown ass adult with a little sister.
I can't even pronounce that dude's name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like anybody.
Because they fired Steve Smith.
So, he got fired on his day off.
Apparently this happened. He said, I need that kid's info. If anyone knows him or how to get in touch, please help. I need help finding Gavin, the crying kid. He said, I found Gavin, his dad, and I got a contact. Once I'm back in town, I'll hook up the little guy. Everyone, thank you for your help. So, I know, man. So it's one of those sweet things, man. He's going to find that motherfucker and punch him in his goddamn mouth for talking shit.
Damn, Twitter can goddamn. They found the kid. They found this dude information.
You know what's funny is he probably going to meet up with Gavin, you know, take a picture, give him his jersey for the Ravens. And then he's probably going to punch his little sister in the fucking face. Like, bitch, talking that shit about me. You like, now you just going to pull for somebody else? Bitch. Punch in the face. James Dolan apparently tries to woo free agents with his music. James Dolan is the Knicks like president or some shit, or general manager, one of those motherfuckers.
He's
owner.
Singing?
Yeah, he sings.
You got a clip of this?
When the New York Knicks executives chased free agents in the summer of 2010, owner James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, made himself a part of the presentations. He isn't the most engaging or enchanting man, but Dolan does fancy himself a musician. So yes, there were player and agent meetings 4 years ago where Dolan delivered a parting gift on the way out the room. Passed out copies of his CD. Said a sort. He don't need to make music, and Damian Lillard don't either.
No.
Who stuffed his copy into one bag and no longer remember where it's gone. It featured melodies of JD and Straight Shot, Dolan's corner bar band that brought itself into opening acts on tour with the Eagles. Dolan's world revolves around the Eagles. Noah has helped meld his fantasy camp groupie life of bad teams and supergroups more gloriously than notorious football busting Eagles businessman Irving Azoff. So let me see if I can play this. But this is supposedly James Dolan's band. What the fuck was the name of this band? Something stupid.
Is it my JD, home is on four wheels?
JD, what'd you say?
Is it called My Home is on Four Wheels?
Nah, it's called JD and the Straight Shot.
I think that's on YouTube.
Yeah, the last one was on YouTube too, Karen. It just took a while to play.
Oh, okay.
I think YouTube's just having problems, guys. I don't know what to tell y'all, but trying to get it to play some of his whack ass music. This is a bad day for the podcast.
Yeah, YouTube thing. Fuck it.
You think his band is called I Roll My Own Tobacco?
It's called Nigger Sit Down and Play For Me. Well, here's the thing, though. Like, what kind of free agents is he trying to pull that would like his brand of acoustic guitar and shit? Oh, you know what? I actually am into this kind of music. I feel like this is how he got Amari Stoudemire. Oh, shit, now. Hold up. I'm going to have to sign with the Knicks. LeBron James, like, why didn't you play this for me, man? If I'd known you was into this shit, I would have been fucking with the Knicks.
You think the name of his band is We Chew Wheat Straw?
What if the lyrics is like, and Obama gonna get his goddamn hands on my motherfucking guns in my own land.
Name of his band is We Pull Out Our Own Teeth.
Oh, Lord.
I say, sometimes you gotta shoot a black man.
Shout out to George Zimmerman.
This is our country.
That's my jam. To the East Coast.
Well, if it plays later, we'll get to it. Shuck it, duck, quack, quack. Why won't this play more than 3 seconds?
Goddamn. Welcome to band My Chevy Truck. My Chevy having truck.
Well, we drove on down to Tennessee. I don't know why it's not playing. A woman stabbed her husband. What? What does that have to do with sports, Justin?
She stabbed him for sports.
She stabbed him because he was worshiping NASCAR.
That's a good reason.
Here it is. Oh, wait.
There's the lyrics to the song.
Listen to some NASCAR. Stabbing my husband. God damn it. Why won't this load? This is a YouTube problem. It's not me, guys. I promise you. YouTube is fucking up.
Damn it, YouTube. Get the man, get them checks out.
I'll check later to see if it comes back up, but I doubt it. But apparently, she said God was pissed at her for smoking pot during the day instead of at night to relax, which apparently is okay with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Apparently so.
Then she started listening to Satan, who got in her ear after he found out how mad she was that her husband was worshiping the NASCAR race at Bristol. So sometime before 10 p.m. that night she crashed her car into the church and stabbed her husband Stephen when he came to check on her.
Shit.
Man, he just wanted to go fast. He just liked to go fast. And fast he and just furious. Wanted to go fast. If that's all.
It ain't right. If it ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
You know what I mean?
So, oh Lord.
So God told me he wanted me in there. So I drove my car through the front doors. God told me, so I did it. After I drove through the door, this is why I don't trust people to say they can hear God. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's a lot of you out there, but nope.
So is this short wretchedness?
Because a guy might tell you to do some crazy shit, and I don't know till I'm stabbed in the chest. Now I got to deal with your reasoning. Well, it was God.
I don't believe that, no.
I don't want to hear it. Yeah, I stabbed you in the chest, but don't worry, baby. God told me to do
it. I talk to God often.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's well, my last time on the show. Matter of fact, the episode will be ended early.
Welcome to, yeah, I actually got to go. So welcome to Balls Deep with Rod next week. Good news is we'll be able to do this shit anytime I feel like it. After I drove through the doors, I put all the things I brought to the church at the altar.
Damn.
Wow.
Because God needed my lip balm.
No, she just crazy.
47 cents, mm-mm, a hairbrush.
No, don't bring this on God.
Tic Tacs. Did she saying it's not me? Don't try to act like it's my fault. I'm reading the
quotes.
No,
I'm telling her not to blame it on God. He didn't tell her to do that. Her, why are you lying? Rabbit's
foot. What if God did tell her?
I don't believe
what it. What if he's just sitting around? What if he's just an asshole trolling people these days?
God does have a sense of humor, I do believe. Yeah.
I don't think it's like that, though.
Hey, bitch. Kill your husband. Who is this?
I'm just kidding.
It's me, God.
Don't tell nobody.
We know he's done it before. Kill your son. All right. Take him to the top of the mountain first. It's a long walk, God. Well, do it.
I know.
You can nah, I was just fucking with y'all. Just fucking. You was going to kill your son. What's wrong with you, man? Are you crazy? You going to kill your son? Man, go on your ass back down the hill, man. Good grief. What's wrong with you? Many blessings, praise me.
Oh, Lord.
After I drove through the doors, I put all the things I brought to the church on the altar. I called Stephen and told him I had wrecked. I laid down in front of the altar until he got there. The devil told me to take the kitchen knife with me. I prayed I would not have to use it on him, but I did.
So God would have had her use a sword.
So wait, why did God tell her to go to the church and the devil told her to kill the dude?
This bitch just crazy.
She was listening to both of them. Why wasn't she just listening to God?
She crazy.
It's like, all right, God, I'm here at the church like you told me to.
Well,
thank you so much for doing that for me, Stephanie. Now just lay everything in front of the altar for me. Thank you, God. Pull out your knife and kill him, bitch. Who is that? It's me, the devil.
It's a proven fact that women typically hang out with whoever brings them the most satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that God doesn't please women. I'm just saying that
right. The
devil apparently brought her joy and happiness.
He's apparently better at it.
Yep. And result, she listened to the devil.
Let's get some more music from James Dolan. We'll get a chance to see what I can. Maybe it's because I had the TV on. Try to refresh it. But, after I drove through the doors. Oh, yeah. So when Stephen came to check on me, I told him the devil was in me and I stabbed him in the heart. Have you heard if he is dead or not? Well, why didn't the devil tell you if he was dead or not? Think about that. Think about that, Stephanie, when you're stabbing him through the heart.
Yeah, why don't you let the devil go?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you keeping him trapped?
Hey, the devil is in me. Huh? Why you stab me? I told you the devil was in me. I smoked a bunch of weed. I love to smoke it. Sometimes when I do, I start seeing things that others don't. Isn't God good? He told me that this would happen, and just look, I am okay.
There's something in her weed. Medical marijuana and the marijuana they sell down here in Charlotte don't have you. That was laced with
PCP. Something was in that. No, she's just crazy. She's smoking weed like
Smokey from Friday. She ain't been right since.
Get a musical interlude from James Dolan right now.
That's the problem with James Dolan. That white privilege. She just play his music whenever the fuck he feel like playing his music.
3 seconds at a time.
All you niggas belong to me. Better check your contracts.
Put your lighters in the air. Spit out your tune tobacco.
This shit refuses to play. I'm now convinced that I'm going to make it play somehow. I wonder if this shit is on Spotify.
It might be.
And the straight shot. There's no way. What if he?
Yeah, it might be. Everything on Spotify.
His group's name is My Pet Dog, Old Yellow.
JD and the Straight Shot. They do have songs on here. Let's see what the most popular song is. Wait, they have a song on the August in Osage County original motion picture?
He stay getting money, man.
Karen, it's JD and the Straight Shots.
This is why he can
This is pay. Him. This is how he make money. This is James Dolan.
This is why he can pay Phil Jackson whatever he want.
Odd times on the plane, cold nights and freezing rain. Could not.
LeBron, you want to sign with us yet? All right, then we'll keep playing the song.
Take me down.
Lock the doors. Do not let that nigger out.
Maybe him and Damian can do a collabo.
Mello, you better sign with us. I'm going to keep playing the whole album.
Him and Damian Lillard going to do a collabo.
Yeah, him and JD and DL, Lil Lillard.
Sound like some ball music right here.
A little too clean and a bit too dirty. Says she's 23, not a day over 30. The store's gone cold, it's getting too thin. Just spice it up with a little skin. Cause it's front page news, front page news. Tomorrow you'll be using it to wipe your shoes. Front page news, front page news. No matter if it's true, if it's front page news. No matter if it's true, if it's front page news.
Yo.
And that was brought to you by I Married My Brother's Sister.
No wonder the Knicks. this is why the Knicks suck. Like, doesn't that explain every fucking thing that's wrong with the Knicks? Mm-hmm. This is the dude that makes decisions about personnel. It's front page news. Get on out there and get them boards.
I could have been a singer, singing songs in my band.
This is shit they're gonna be playing for the halftime show.
I just picture him being like, did you get you a CD on the way out, Mello?
And that was brought to you by the band I Have a Hole in My Overalls.
Mello, let's go ahead and discuss your contract. Oh, okay. You don't want to talk about it? You about to go? All right, that's cool. Well, can you just go ahead and grab your CD on the way out? Yeah.
Yeah, give it to Lala.
I know you got a lot of them. Just, you know, pass them out to some of your hip-hopper friends.
Yeah, give it to Lala. I know she knows people in the industry.
Hip-hopper friends.
I feel like it's good music for everybody, okay?
How is Lala doing these days?
Yeah, how is she doing? She's actually right here.
Hey, how you doing? It's James Dolan.
I was riding with them to a party at the racetrack. When they brought me here, I was outside digging in the mud when the devil told me I need to go there. I knew God would help me live right. So,
crazy.
So he's not dead. Her husband did live.
Well, do you thank God? Or
yeah, I mean, yeah. What is he? Well, I just thank God, I guess, that I'm alive. Well, maybe the devil. I don't know.
Yeah. The other one thing of them. Does he file for divorce or does he try to work things out?
You gotta work things out with a woman like that. That's a keeper.
And does she talk to her or her representative, the devil, Lucifer?
Neither one. let your lawyer get stabbed in the heart next time.
Get yourself some meds. Seahawks and Broncos O-lineman John Moffitt, who retired from the NFL last season, claims the money wasn't worth the health risk. He was arrested Sunday because the money from drug dealing is worth the health risk. He got into a fight at a Chicago club, got arrested, according to the police. He was approached by a 40-year-old man who asked him if he was selling drugs, at which point Moffitt allegedly hit the man in the head. Police responded that Moffitt was found with 1 gram of cocaine, 4 ecstasy pills, and 10 grams of marijuana. He was arrested around 4 a.m. and he was charged with 2 counts of felony drug possession, misdemeanor battery, and misdemeanor marijuana possession. He's the third pick out of Wisconsin in 2011. Wouldn't this make him the worst drug dealer of all time?
Right. Yes. I was going to say, you selling drugs and you get mad at your customers because they want to buy drugs.
Yeah. Hey, man, you holding anything? What you mean? You holding, you know, holding Caulfield, you know what I mean? holding it down, you know what I mean? You know, a little smoky smoke. No, I don't know what you mean.
Ironically,
I just want to buy some drugs, man. I will fuck you up.
That's ironically, that's how that conversation should have went with Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the conversation should have went with Sharper, where he was trying to find some date rape drugs.
Yeah, Darren Sharp probably just said, y'all got some date rape drugs?
Don't have, I ain't trying to hide nothing.
So yeah, I just thought that was crazy. Like, he thought it was fine to sell drugs, less dangerous than the NFL. Probably right too.
Mm-hmm.
Some asshole burned Julius Peppers' jersey after the Bears let him go. Julius Peppers didn't quit the Bears. He didn't get traded. The Bears cut him, and some entitled douchebag fan took his jersey and burned it like a fucking simp that he is. God, I hate jersey burning people, man. They're the worst.
He just wanted the reason to set something on fire.
Right.
I set my jerseys on fire. I set paper on fire. That's how I get rid of my trash. I set my keys on fire.
I just light everything good.
I just like fire. I'm even thinking about setting my wife, which is my second cousin, on my mother's side. I'm thinking about setting her on fire.
He then recorded a video of him lighting shit on fire.
Why?
Put music to it. He put so much gasoline on this goddamn jersey. How did he not burn the neighborhood down?
They all drove away because that neighborhood, isn't it right by the highway? Aren't those highway? Isn't it a guardrail right there?
I feel like the police, this can't be zoned properly.
Isn't that a highway rail right there behind his house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they somewhere they ain't got like no business.
He definitely stays in a house on wheels, and no disrespect to people that stay in houses on wheels, but they do what they want. That's a highway rail right there. Like, he literally stays right there by the highway.
Yeah, what a fucking loser.
Anyway. Yeah.
Pepper, you're welcome to come back to Carolina, man.
That's what I was about to say. Come on back.
I think he's trying to sign with the with the Cowboys. And the Carolina fans, they don't like his ass either, so.
Carolina fans are dumb.
We already talked about the Michigan.
It's the owner why he left, because he refused to pay people. It's the other reason people don't want to come here.
Apparently a Red Sox pitching prospect, we never talk about baseball here, but
it starts Saturday.
19-year-old John Denny was drafted by the Red Sox in the third round of last year's amateur draft. According to a police report obtained from Yahoo's Jeff Passan, Denny was stopped by Fort Myers police early Thursday morning, Florida, for driving erratically. He was cited for driving with a restricted license, at which point he offered a refreshingly honest explanation for why he was out at 2:22 a.m. When asked by police why he was in the Fort Myers Beach area, Denny, according to police, replied, partying and looking to get some pussy.
He was truthful.
That's what I'm talking about, dog.
He should get a round of applause for that, Elsa.
I think he deserved it. That's a man who, it's a man after my heart.
He knows what he wants in life.
He's like, what's better to be doing at 2 a.m.? Let's be honest, guys. Partying and I'm looking for some pussy.
Why else would I be out here?
Yeah, like, he probably hit him with the, why, like you said, why the fuck else would I be out here? Well, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'd be at home.
Sir, what are you doing out at 2:22 a.m.?
Fuck you mean, officer, what I'm doing out here at 2:30.
What are you doing out here?
I'm partying, and I'm looking to get some pussy.
Ain't you?
Duh.
Well, I don't know what you stopped me for.
According to police, Denny said he was a Boston Red Sox player. He didn't care. He had money and made more money than we would ever see. When we handcuffed him.
See, that's what you fucked up right there.
That's why the next sentence starts with, when handcuffed. The report said Denny said he would be out in no time because of who he played for and that he made $3 million a year. Never forget, guys, that baseball players and hockey players are the least educated of the sports.
Yes, they are.
They just happen to not be the least black, so nobody cares. But they are the people that don't have to go to college if they don't want to. Don't have to graduate or stay in school for a specific amount of time.
Can go in the draft, not get picked, go back to college.
And they get millions of dollars at the age of 19. And guaranteed. Nobody feels bad. Speaking of feeling bad for a motherfucker, why is Jim Irsay a drug addict, but Michael Irvin is a crackhead?
You know why.
I mean, Jim Irsay owns the Colts. He's struggling with drug addiction, which is always sad, and I wish people would be sympathetic to that, no matter what the drug was.
Me too.
But every single piece I've heard, every report I've heard, has been on some outside the line shit with some emotional music behind it. Like, it hasn't been just like when a nigga gets hemmed up, they just come in with a hip hop beat. Mm-hmm. Michael Irvin has been caught for the 17th time with drugs. But when his shit came on, it was all a leader, a father, a pillar of the community,
a lover,
a tragic figure, Jim Irsay, the man who was struggling with his own addictions. You know, like, it all starts with that kind of shit, spoken word.
Of course.
But when niggas fuck up, it just be like, niggas fucking up, y'all. Mm-hmm.
In common everyday news, a black man smoking crack. What else?
Caught with an ounce of weed. Send his ass to prison, please.
Forever and ever.
When is Goodell gonna get this under control? Another Negro caught drinking a beer.
They're ruining the league.
But apparently, he was checked into a highly respected healthcare facility to undergo treatment. Irsay faces 4 felony counts of a controlled substance after being arrested on suspicion of intoxicated driving in the northern Indianapolis suburb of Carmel late Sunday. Irsay is committed to undergoing the treatment and care necessary to help him meet his challenges head on. Jim, the Irsay family, and the Colts organization are all deeply appreciative of the incredible outpouring of support and compassion from our fans and the Indiana community.
Fans or fellow potheads? Crackheads.
Addicts. Carly Irsay Gordon, his daughter, is the principal authority with Irsay in rehab, meaning that in his temporary absence, she has the final say on decisions.
What type of fine you think he gonna get?
Minimal. He'll probably have to pay some type of fine. He'll get no time in prison. And it'll just be, well, he's an addict and we need to be sympathetic to that. And that's it.
You know, he got 4 counts for one act, which I was shocked. I figured, you know, with him and his status, he'd just get 1 charge, not, you know what I mean, 4 mm-hmm. charges that he'll have to fight. They hit him with the same type of charges they would do us, and then you take the plea deal on one of the charges.
Right.
We'll reduce it to the...
I mean, the thing is, a lot of people say if it was a black dude, the good news is there's only one black owner in all of sports, so if it ain't Michael Jordan, what are we worried about?
True.
Did you guys know that this guy named Mike Evans is apparently going to be the first athlete to be associated with Birdman's Cash Money Sports?
Didn't know he had a sports.
Birdman.
Oh, that's dude rubbing his hands together.
Yeah. That dude.
Birdman, Birdman.
Apparently, Jay-Z isn't the only famous rapper turned sports agent.
Just the only one.
The only
good
one
at
I
it.
Would sign with.
Just the yes. only one good at right. it.
Yeah, the only one you know he got the best of the best, and he really is about that money, because when you make money, he makes money.
After spending more than, after spending several years in the rap game, Brian Birdman Williams and Ronald Slim Williams, these are your motherfucking agents.
Come on.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to Birdman and Slim before I can sign this contract. They founded their own company called Cash Money Sports. They also had their first client, Texas A&M wide receiver Mike Evans. Cash Money Sports is officially in business. TMZ Sports has learned the agency has just signed its first high-profile athlete, Texas A&M wide receiver Mike Evans.
Can you have an agent in college? That was my
No, he's coming out of college. Oh, okay. So Evans is considered one of the best players in the upcoming NFL draft and had initially hired another agency to rep him, but we're told Evans has now signed a dotted line with Cash Money. Cash Money is the army, baby.
What do you think they promised him?
That he will be the number one stunner.
You know, I really feel like he probably did. They probably had the best negotiating tactics, though. Like that former Death Row negotiating
what,
tactics.
Going in with guns, that gun on tape. Like, look, we're going to sign this
like
contract here.
Like, you take his head off, you see all the head tattoos, face tattoos, things like that.
While he rub his hands together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get a deal accomplished, and we're going to get it accomplished today.
My friend I mean? Is going to be talking to you.
He say baby at the end of everything, too, don't he?
I'm a Cash Money motherfucking millionaire. Yeah.
What's the song they say he raves watches in the L?
Now listen here, listen here, Water. You gonna go ahead and sign this contract right away. That's what he said.
That dude probably ain't had no option to but sign with them. Like they probably pointed him coming out of his dorm room one day.
What if Lil Wayne signed with him too?
Mm-hmm.
TMZ report was updated to say Cash Money will be working with Evans agency Priority Sports, but at the terms of the relationship are unclear. So now apparently he's not on the label.
He said with the other agency was me. I told you they showed up and strong on him. Like, no, he with us.
He with us still. Y'all can get 2%. Matt Miller of Bleacher Report also tweeted that Evans has not made the switch of agents. The 20-year-old took his first official photo and posted it on his Instagram account, and it's him, Baby Birdman Slim.
Why does he have a basketball
jersey? He's doing business with somebody that got nicknames.
I'm pretty sure when you do business with Jay-Z, he calls himself Sean Carter.
You know he does.
He doesn't introduce himself as, ha, Jay-Z. He doesn't do that.
That dude does not look happy in that picture either. Like, most people look happy once they just sign a deal and they excited about it.
Because somebody cussed him out and said, nigga, this is dumb.
He like, he want to be like, why y'all taking this picture?
He don't look happy at all. Like, it's like, oh, they going to get my evidence for me to verify that I didn't want to be here.
I'm saying he looks like he didn't know they were taking a picture.
He probably didn't.
He like, man, we taking a picture? What's this for? Just sign the picture, Walter. Bo Jackson offers Russell Wilson some advice. Stay focused on football. Stick to what got you in the headlines, not baseball. 25 or 30 years ago when I did it, I'm not trying to say anything negative about other athletes, but the talent pool wasn't that deep. In this day and age, with all the high-tech training, computer engineer workouts, and the proper food and diet, if you try to concentrate on two sports, I guarantee you're going to ride the bench in both because the talent is that deep. Stick to whatever sport you're comfortable with and let everything else go. To which Russell Simmons said, shut your old ass up.
I hope Russell said that. Because Russell needs to be getting a guaranteed paycheck, or maybe if I perform a paycheck for the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, give me the bird in the hand.
To me, he sounds like he's scared that Russell Wilson's going to break all his records.
Yep.
Possible.
Golden Tate.
But let me say this, too. Russell already got a Super Bowl. What the fuck else? He already accomplished what many can't in football. Mm-hmm. He should try a new challenge. Why not baseball? Get him a championship in baseball.
I do think his point about specialization is correct. Like, we now specialize players so that the leagues are deeper because the skill sets are more catered to. So, like, if you play basketball, you now try to be the best basketball player with selected at workouts, the way you eat, the way you practice, the way your body recovers is totally different from football. But, I mean, you know, I don't think it's impossible that somebody could do it if they wanted to. Golden Tate said the offer he got from Seattle was laughable. Well, maybe you shouldn't have said you would take the hometown discount.
I know, right?
I mean, that's the hometown discount, bro.
He mad. He mad he had to leave and find a new house where he the one started it.
Mm-hmm. Now Jared Allen got his money. Talk about some hometown discount.
Ownership was like, well, I mean, you said here you wanted the hometown discount. You mm-hmm. said this. And he was like, I didn't mean that literally. They pulled up the tape, was like, but you... These are you. This is you, right?
This wasn't you saying a joke.
Yeah, you. Mm-hmm. This you, right? And
Golden Tate is now with the Lions. He signed a 5-year, $31 million deal.
He want to leave already. Damn it, Detroit! He want to leave Detroit already.
I'm only here because Seattle didn't want me.
Man, you know what you should have did? You should have still held out and went somewhere else. Come to Carolina. I don't know. Washington, they definitely gave you money in Washington.
Hometown discount got you.
We give money away in Washington.
The owners are now meeting to mull new rules and bigger playoffs. The only interesting thing about this article is that they said the N-word is already covered under their threatening, abusive, and insulting language clause.
What about the other words?
It does. Yeah, all that is covered.
So faggot and...
Yeah, okay. Threatening, insulting, or abusive language. If it can be foul or unsportsmanlike conduct.
Okay.
It's right in the rule. It's written today. Rule 12, Section 3, Article 1B. We emphasize that we empower a foul to be called in that type of language. So it's all about nothing, guys. Congratulations. Weeks of conversation and anger and articles and think pieces, and those are all wasted. They already can do this. We already talked about Cam Newton's ankle being hurt, but here's a new story you guys might not have heard of.
What's that?
Richie Incognito wants back in the NFL. He wants it to be on the Dolphins. Nope.
Mm-mm.
The one team you can't go
back to.
That's the one team that's like, no, nigga.
So he's not in rehab anymore then? He left.
I guess he got out yesterday. But
You can go anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Man, suppose he end up in San Francisco.
No!
So he can't go to San Francisco?
Is
that another no?
San Francisco? Let me check with San Francisco if he can go there.
No!
I mean, they got Coach Harbaugh. They can make things work. You sure he can't go to San Francisco?
Let me check for a third time. No.
Damn it, man.
You sound like you lost the game. The game called life. No.
Yeah, that's fuck that. That's horrible.
No. Any other thing could take you. Why would they take you?
He's too fucking.
The truth gonna come out that he was the one that was innocent and Martin was the one playing the game.
Right.
I mean they were friends.
He
they
stole my cell phone.
Yeah, the Dolphins done been through that. They can't have like another whole season of this bullshit. No.
NFL investigation determined Incognito and two other Dolphin offensive linemen engaged in a persistent harassment of teammate Jonathan Martin, who left the team in October. Incognito was then suspended and missed the final eight games. And he became a free agent after last week, when his contract with the Dolphins expired. Dolphin fans, Richie as well, Incognito told WSVN, Richie wants to come back and play, but the business has to handle the business end, and that's it.
Man, does he even have an agent still?
Why would you refer to yourself in third person?
We know why, because he's crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's not a sign.
Beating your cars.
Yeah, beating your car. Yeah, let's get this back. Let's get this cluster on our team again.
You think they sent his any attempts to reach out to other teams that return the sender?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like immediately, like it's
he calls. They be like, "Don't pick up, don't pick up."
Man, he needs to go to wrestling. Mm-hmm. He can go to WWE, or he'd
be a great wrestler.
Yeah, or he could go to MMA.
Yeah.
He needs to go sit his ass down. Mark Cuban said that Dirk's defense must improve.
Nobody else on the team, though?
What do you mean, nobody else on the team?
He calling him out.
I'm just saying, Dirk's defense must improve 20 years into his career. Yeah, good one.
Dirk should have went on a rant and been like, man, let these 30 points a game I was averaging when I brought you this ring go play some defense. I'm just going to stay out here and shoot these jumpers.
Man, they got rid of all the defensive players like the next year. Come on, dog.
Yeah, so they need a little more defense out of Dirk. Okay. This is big news, man. The NBA has now signed their third ever gay player to a contract, all within the same season. And to the longest contract ever in professional sports for a gay athlete.
Okay, who's number two and three?
Jason Collins is number two. And he's number one, and he's number three.
Okay.
He got two 10-day contracts, and now he's signed for the end of the year.
Okay, that makes sense. That was like you said three. I was going, what is those two people snuck in? I didn't know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Longest contract ever for openly gay player in the NBA. So good for him.
Congrats to you, Jason. And hopefully more gay players feel comfortable and come out and, you know, make it to the league.
Michael Jordan thinks Phil Jackson can turn the Knicks around.
And Michael Jordan has always been a great evaluator of talent, so.
That's like a death knell to the Knicks. Like, if I was a Knicks fan,
Wasn't it Kwame Brown?
Yeah, Kwame Brown, Adam Morrison, I mean, you name it, Karen.
Yeah, anybody.
Sean May.
He's never been a great evaluator. Remember, he got rid of Rip Hamilton. Mm-hmm. He went right to Detroit, got him a championship.
So Mike said, yeah, it's going to work. Phil Jackson is the is now, you know, over operations for basketball for the Knicks. Look, can I just say, Knicks fans, I know that it's not really you.
You need to play some sad because crime music.
I know that the Knicks fans I know, don't think this crazy about the Knicks. It's got to be the media. It's got to be like they're going to find the crackhead Knicks fans. But I know it's not true. But people are acting like Phil Jackson is going to become president of the Knicks and make them a contender as president of the Knicks. It doesn't even make – who knows who the president of the fucking any good team is? You know what I mean? Like – I'm assuming Pat Riley is the president of the Heat. I'm not sure about that.
And GM, though.
Okay, and GM. Okay, yeah. Like, I'm assuming, like, but other than that, I couldn't name the other people.
Yeah, only Joe Dumars.
I know him and Buss, because Buss is famous.
Yeah, and that's it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, most of them you don't know. They just sign checks.
Yeah, that dude out of Denver that time, I think he was with Denver because they did a special piece on him.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago.
It's not like I've heard shit like the Knicks will now run the triangle. How and why?
Yeah. Who's going to teach this to him?
What, you think Phil going to walk out of the office and teach this shit every day?
No.
He's not going to be going on the road with y'all. He could barely sit down. He does not give a fuck.
He's Skyping games.
Yeah, he's going to be Skyping in. should have passed that one, I think. I don't know. My connection went out.
The other thing is he, even though Woodson might not be his guy, Woodson, for the most part, has consistently had the Knicks in the playoffs.
Well, how long has Woodson been there? 2 years?
Yep.
Yeah, his second year is terrible, but they're working their way back into the playoffs. I mean, I just don't think Phil Jackson has anything to do with that, good or bad.
And terrible with that team, with J.R. Smith, Chris Smith, Melo, and what's the light skin? Chandler, who was hurt. And Stoudemire, who been hurt a majority of the time.
And with a point guard that likes to pull guns on his wife.
Right. He's shooting the club up.
But they think Phil going to fix all that. Mm-mm. Is Phil going to stop by Raymond Felton House and say, don't shoot your wife in the face?
Yep, he going to also make a call to the DA and be like, you know, can we get this squashed?
All right, man. Fuck it. Last story. Sorry, guys. I got to get out of here. La 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 Anthony la 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 la. Hey mama, Kobe Bryant apparently said that the 2006-2007 Lakers made him very upset. He called Smush Parker the worst. And bemoaned the attitude of Kwame Brown, two teammates on that squad that started for at least portions of the season. The maniacally competitive Kobe just didn't take to having bad teammates, and that team had a winning record. Obviously, this team, 22-44, doesn't suit him any better. This strikes me as a reporter reported Nick Young on the trash talk he hears from Kobe. I don't talk to players on teams that are 20 games under 500. They on the same team, y'all. Kobe like, this shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
He talking about other teams.
So you talk shit to me if you want to in practice, but I don't talk back. This strikes me as kidding, but definitely not kidding situation. Kobe's way of expressing his sincere dissatisfaction in a way that comes across playful. But ask Parker and Brown whether Kobe is ever truly kidding. They weren't long for the Lakers once it became clear Kobe wanted them gone. Nick Young and the Lakers actually contributing this season might meet for similar fates. Kobe has already reportedly stated his preference for Los Angeles to fire Mike D'Antoni. There's no reason to believe he'll be any more forgiving of these infuriating players either. Now, here's the thing. Justin, you're a Lakers fan.
Yep.
Why are they acting like Kobe is wrong? I hate when people do this.
He's justified. They suck.
The thing is, man, they want him to be silent. Like, they don't want players expressing their opinion. But then they always have a microphone in their face before they can even finish drying off at the locker room asking them these questions.
More importantly, if I said, hey, who wrote this shit? Dan Feldman. Dan, write me a article on how you would fix the Lakers in the next 2 years. He gonna be like, get rid of these players, fire Mike D'Antoni. You know what I mean? Like, he gonna say that same shit, but somehow Kobe's wrong for even acknowledging it.
Yep. He wasn't just only talking about the Lakers, though. He's talking about Utah. He's talking about Sacramento. He's talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. He's talking about Philly. He's talking about Orlando. He's talking about a lot of teams. Like, none of them guys need to talk to him.
Yeah. The Lakers are 22 games under 500. They probably won't beat the Spurs on Wednesday, but their following four games, Wizards, Magic, Knicks, and Bucks, are winnable. Sweep those four, and the Lakers become 19 games under 500. That's still a long shot, but it's possible. Just in case, Young better prepare the conversation he wants to have with Kobe at that point. The schedule toughens again, and the Lakers could easily slip below the 20-game mark. Waiting for next season might be a luxury Young doesn't have.
I wanted to do the Lakers owe anybody their draft picks.
I don't know. I don't know y'all's draft situation.
I don't know either.
Because, I mean, if they get, you know, with the lottery situation, they end up with maybe the number one, number two pick, then you got whoever they draft. With Kobe, Swaggy P. I love Swaggy P, by the way. I hope he stays.
What's going on, TMZ? baby?
I hope he stays.
That's it, man. I mean, it's just sad that, I mean, he's right, and this team has to rebuild, and they do only have, I think, Kobe and Nash on the team for long term. I mean,
y'all got to do something.
Why is he wrong for being like, yeah, these dudes are going to go? I'm sure it was just a joke anyway. Like, this dude wrote a whole article based on probably a joke Kobe told Nick Young. I don't talk to players that have 20 games under 500. Like, he probably still takes him under his wing and still talk shit to him.
I'm sure Nick started it.
Right.
I'm sure Nick was talking shit.
Get up, old man. Oh, yeah, that's why your knee fucked up. He was like, okay. Well, that's why your team ain't 500. If I was playing, we'd be 500. I know that much.
Yep.
Anyway, man, we can't get out of here without talking, playing my man Ron Artest one more time, man. I gotta hear it, just one last time on the way out. I'm sorry, guys.
Mike, this for you. Baseball season starts Saturday. Go Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Lost a great man. And we need more songs like this memorializing him.
NC State play tonight at 7.
A tribute to professionalism. And what sports should be about?
Yo, on some real shit, Michael, you my nigga. Yeah, yo. I know a thug to cry for you, my dude. Ain't no R&B singer really ever makes me cry. Makes me wanna meet you, touch your hand. You know?
Michael, you my nigga.
Just the latest.
Yeah. I cry for Mike.
Michael, you my nigga.
Hold me, don't tell a lie. Nigga, you know that you miss her.
Just the fellas.
Don't let you miss her.
Yeah. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike.
Yo, I understand controversy. I understand words trying to hurt me. They said I ain't worthy. They said you ain't worthy. I'm glad you wasn't growing up in my hood where the good die early. Early.
Yes.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike.
Silence for Mike. Yeah, remember the time, Dawn Thriller, you was grinding. Beat it had me open, I was wildin'. Red jacket, pimp, leather glove, you used to show me love. I know you didn't know me, but you showed me love. Build the world with your words, diamonds, priceless. I'ma get on every line so I can buy it. Your CD in the stores, I hope the kids is doing well. But fuck anybody hating, they can go to hell, I swear.
I swear.
Get off my nigga back, all his music was straight crack. Jenny like that, MJ, MJ. You in my prayers, I know you in heaven. I hope to see you next year. Yeah,
yeah. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss her.
Know that you miss her.
I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike. Michael, you my nigga. Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga, you know that you miss him.
Yeah, yo,
I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike, I cry for Mike.
Stop, everybody, listen to the heartbeat of Mike. It's still living in my body, and it's living in you. What would you do if it wasn't for my dude? And your dude, he's ideal, he's a real tattoo. The most original, most official. He inspired guys like Jamie Foxx and Usher too. Since they keeping you alive, I'm a moonwalk too. To the moon, over the earth, and sand dunes too. Play pretty young thing when I'm chilling with my boo in the club. And even though I'm always strapped, I'm putting down my Mac with Mike Jack. He's so wavy.
My nigga.
I didn't hear that extra one.
I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for Mike. I cry for
Mike. Always cry.
Yeah.
Homie, don't tell a lie, nigga. You know that you
don't lie. I cry for Mike.
Hey. Heartfelt. Heartfelt right here.
I cry for Mike.
Michael, you my nigga.
So emotional.
Craft Mike.
You the man.
Craft Mike.
What else can I say?
Michael, you my nigga.
And you can apply that song to anything.
Yes, you can.
Like Andrew Bynum's knees, apparently.
I'm picking it up now.
Cry for his ACLs.
Oh, yo.
Apparently, his ACLs are tore. He's exploded. I was right. Justin was wrong. For everybody that's keeping notes
all the way
on the predictions, Rod 1, Justin 0 for 2014.
Hey.
Actually, that's a lie. Cause Justin's got a lot right since we got the Super Bowl and everything. But yeah, I definitely call Andrew Bynum's knees being bums. And he definitely proved me right.
I'm bad as hell that Andrew Bynum knees.
Worse than Greg Oden. They put Greg Oden on the starting roster, dude. I said, what? What? I looked at him, I was like, y'all don't give a, it's like y'all made it past the 10 games. Y'all said, fuck it, it's all gravy here.
We ride. We gonna roll to the wheels fall off.
Let's make it a 20.
It's like a person that survived a near death incident. It's just like, I ain't even supposed to be here. I'm about to go parachuting. I'm about to go join the army.
Skydiving.
I'm about to do my whole bucket list.
Bungee jumping.
Like, that's how they did Greg Odom's knees and Andrew Bynum's knees. They were still trying to be careful and this shit blew up, dog. I wouldn't be surprised he hurt his knees himself. Ashley Classy said, what about Dayton beat Ohio State? They have zero chance to go any further. Hey, man, it's an NCAA tournament. I don't know. One of the reasons I haven't talked about the tournament, because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. And I hate when people try to predict it and sound all smart. And then the next week they be sitting up here like, well, boy, did there egg on my face. Apparently, Kentucky could not beat Creighton because I never seen Creighton play in my fucking life.
No, I can't say this. Dayton will lose to zone ass, coward ass Syracuse.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I just don't care to guess. You're probably right. I'm probably wrong. I don't know.
Man, it's hard to beat a zone defense.
I just don't. It's college kids in a one and done situation. I wouldn't bet my life on any of these little niggas, man. They come out there and just be like in Cincinnati, they were down three. They had the ball. Dude turned the corner, dribbled off his foot to the defense, and gave up 2 points. I was like, what? What is that? They don't even have it at the Y, dude. I don't know shit about these teams, man. I would love to tell y'all some shit that I got one bracket that got like Carolina versus Duke in the final. Why? Because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. And that's the result that would make me feel the craziest. But yeah, I don't know, man. Some team, I guarantee you this much. At least two teams I have never watched play will win over a team that I thought was good in the next 48 hours. It always happens. Where I'll be like, hey, man, who the fuck is on San Diego State? Oh, they got an NBA player or something? Oh, no, they just got three seniors.
Wilkes-Barre University? Where is this school at? In Arkansas? What?
NC State lost to who?
You know? Yeah, but I will say this. Dayton fucked up the perfect bracket for everybody. Because nobody in their right man had Dayton winning that game right there.
That one, what's his name, just sitting up there making that money. Like,
like 95% of the people right there bracket just fucked up right there and there.
Oh, man.
But NC State played, again, I don't know how it works. But in theory, I thought the play-in games, you went to automatic 16 seed.
Yeah, apparently you don't.
Where do you go?
We went to 12. NC State went to a 12
seed. Yeah, I don't know how it works. I really don't know how
I thought if you played in, you got the last seat at the game.
No, apparently not.
We could win our next two games. We could win this game and then Louisville the next game after that. We could beat both of them teams.
Typical NC State fan alert. Typical NC State optimism. Syracuse. Typical NC State optimism in the tournament.
We did beat Syracuse.
Okay. All right. Guys, we'll see you guys next week. And if Justin's right, NC State will still be in it by the time we do our show next week. So
you heard it here, folks.
You know, first. Good luck to y'all. I would have no ill will against NC State. One of my favorite years in the tournament was the year that y'all went to, I want to say, the Sweet 16 with Julius Hodge.
Oh, yeah. We went deep.
Yeah.
Balls I think it was, deep.
Yeah. So that was... my favorite tournament memory. Maybe next week, if we have if we don't have enough material, we do some our favorite tournament memories.
I root for all ACC teams when it comes to the tournament.
I do too, except Duke. Mm-hmm. I root for all of them except Duke. I'm not even gonna pretend to be above it. I look over there, I'll be like, fuck them. Like, I'll be intending to every year. I'll be like, it's good for the ACC to have teams stay in it. And then I start looking. If they get down like 1 point, I'll be like, man, fuck them niggas. Beat this shit out of them. I hope they don't come back.
Nah, I like it. But, you know, being NC State fan, like you say, I want all teams to do well because it still brings recruits to our team.
Right. Yeah. For y'all to coach down.
Even though, yeah.
For y'all to be like, damn, apparently you sorrier than I thought.
Man, we just don't have practice. That's all.
That's probably what it is. I think we just solved the problem. It's like, y'all no practice. Like they just go, just go up there one day and be like, you know what I think the problem is? Have you guys been practicing basketball? What?
We're supposed to practice.
Our students go to class, sir.
Wait, you talking about practice?
Mm-hmm.
Not the class, not the test that I study for, that I die for. Talking about practice?
Yeah.
How I'm supposed to make my ranking of my team and my recruits better by practicing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about GPA here.
Man, I'm confused like you too, man.
Have you not seen the NC State message boards? They would light us up if my students missed a class.
Man, it's crazy to me too. That's my favorite part of the press conference.
Wait.
People sleep on that part. But that part where he tells the reporter like, because the reporter looking at him like, nigga, you can't be this stupid. And he was like, I know, it's crazy to me too. I was like, what? Y'all don't even talk about the same thing, AI. That dude is asking what the fuck is wrong with you. You talking about some, I agree. What is wrong with this practice situation? Anyway, man, we got to get out of here. I got to go to wing night, man. We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much in the chat room. See y'all next week on Ballsy Sports. Peace.
Award winning.